If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
63 degrees. Then on Friday, especially Friday morning, there's a chance for some more patchy frost around the area. We'll have highs getting into the mid-60s throughout the area. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, we are at 58 degrees and holding in our nation's capital.
Stay up to date with WTOP News and 7 News First Alert Weather.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Hey, Thursday morning, April 25th. Welcome in. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up, this 2 a.m. hour on TOP Thursday. Sentencing takes place today for a man convicted locally of killing two Oakton High School teens in 2022 with his car.
She says it happened when she was 12 years old, that she was sexually assaulted at a Fairfax County school. What a jury has decided. I'm Kate Ryan.
Why a group of D.C. public school students are suing the city. I'm Mike Marilla.
Wall Street, Asian stocks mixed this morning. Good morning, 2 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Demonstrations by pro-Palestinian college students have been held on campuses across the country. Over 90 people were just arrested at USC. And at UT Austin, reporter Abigail Velez tells us arrests were made there when demonstrators clashed with police.
The plan was to march in protest across the university, but that was cut short when students were met by multiple law enforcement agencies brought in to control the crowds.
Every escalation has been done by the police.
Students were banned from stepping on the lawn. Law enforcement agencies surrounded the grass, and when students came close, they were met with force.
The question of presidential immunity will be in front of the Supreme Court. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum on a preview of what we could hear today.
We should pay special attention to the questions asked by the Supreme Court's conservative supermajority. Conservative justices tend to care greatly about the original meaning of the Constitution. Does the separation of powers mean that the president, as chief executive, must not become vulnerable to the judiciary after he or she leaves office? Remember, an American citizen with a criminal record can run for the presidency. Does that provide a clue?
18 people, including former President Donald Trump's ex-chief of staff and lawyer, have been indicted for alleged conspiracy, fraud, and forgery related to the 2020 election in Arizona. KPHO-TV's Morgan Lowe reports.
This is a remarkable document. 18 people are indicted here. This says former President Donald Trump is an unindicted co-conspirator, and it lays out what Attorney General Chris Mays says was the plot to illegally overturn Arizona's presidential election results.
A repeal of a near total ban on abortions that dates back to the 1800s was approved in the Arizona State House yesterday. Republican Representative Barbara Parker.
You're free to have sex. You're free to use birth control, to choose to get pregnant, to be a mother, to choose adoption, and to choose to get help and comfort and compassion all along the way, and you're free to choose not to kill your baby.
It now goes to the state Senate for a vote. And it's unclear exactly where the Supreme Court will land after hearing arguments about Idaho's abortion ban. The justices appeared divided yesterday in a case pitting the state's strict ban against a federal law that ensures that patients can receive emergency care. Chicago's rat hole has been removed. The rodent-shaped hole on a sidewalk took the city and social media by storm earlier this year, causing a whole lot of visitors. Officials removed the rat hole due to complaints from neighbors about the spike in people to see the spectacle at all hours of the day. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, this is Ronnie Mervis. Our success is built on radio, and for that, we thank WTOP for providing a stable platform. We're fortunate to have TOP as our lead radio partner for over 20 years. When it comes to reaching decision makers and the influential people who make up the fabric of Washington, nobody performs like WTOP. That's why we partner so well. Mervis advertising campaigns rely on three essential elements: true product benefits, a sincere message, and effective communication. Mervis takes care of the first two, phenomenal diamonds, and a credible explanation why we can offer such amazing deals. WTOP provides the third, the widest communication. That's why we select WTOP as our valued partner. They have the greatest reach and can be trusted. For news, for traffic, for weather. Washington knows it. If your business could use advertising help, call WTOP. And if your love could use diamonds, call me, Ronnie Mervis, at 800-HER-LOVE. Or go online to mervisdiamond.com.
WTOP at 204. And Thursday morning, April 25th, 2024, scattered clouds building by daybreak, chilly, 42 to 48, according to Veronica, before we're done this morning. We're at 58 in Washington right now. And a good Thursday morning. We thank you for joining us here at WTOP. I'm Dean Lane. Welcome in. Topping the news in this 2 a.m. hour this early morning here on TOP, the driver in a high-speed crash locally that killed two teen girls walking home at the time from Oakton High. This happened back in 2022. Will be sentenced in the case later today, Thursday. NBC4 reports that Usman Chahid was found guilty on two different counts of involuntary manslaughter in a Fairfax County court just this week. He was 18 years old when prosecutors say he accelerated that day to 81 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone after a traffic light he was trying to make turned yellow. His BMW then crashed into another vehicle, sending him into the sidewalk, where he hit three teens, killing two of them. He faces up to 20 years. WTOP at 2:05 Thursday. This case involved allegations by a then 12-year-old girl that she was sexually assaulted in a school hallway and later raped off school grounds in Fairfax County. She also said at the time the county school system failed to handle her case properly. Now, as WTOP's Kate Ryan tells us Thursday morning, a jury makes a decision.
After weeks of testimony, the jury in U.S. District Court here in Alexandria found in favor of the Fairfax County School Board and administrators, which had been accused of violating the rights of a former student under Title IX. The plaintiff, now 24, who goes by the name Kate or initials BR, had alleged that she was sexually assaulted in 2011 in a school hallway, and that she was sexually harassed at Rachel Carson Middle School, and that finally school officials failed to report the incidents to the Title IX office. Azra Nomani, a contributor to the Fairfax County Times, has been covering the five-week trial from the start.
The jury was so swift in its deliberation after 5 weeks of evidence that it was remarkable.
Lawyers for the school system left the courthouse without comment, as did the plaintiff, who was surrounded by supporters. In Alexandria, Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
WTOP at 2:06. A group of D.C. school kids say their school took steps to suppress their pro-Palestinian speech. Now on that issue, WTOP's Mike Murillo reports they're suing.
Students don't leave their free speech rights behind when they pass through the schoolhouse door.
Arthur Spitzer is an attorney for the ACLU of D.C. and says they took the case after hearing from the Arab Student Union at D.C.'s Jackson Reed High School. He says the school allegedly stopping the group from screening a movie that examines how Western media covers the Israel-Hamas conflict, the censoring of a Palestinian culture event, and administrators making the group remove some Palestinian symbols from handouts led to the lawsuit. Spitzer says the actions violated the students' rights, and they say the school does have a Jewish student club.
If they wanted to hand out a leaflet, if they wanted to put on a program of Israeli music and dance, whatever they wanted, they should certainly have that right.
D.C. Public Schools says it can't comment on pending litigation. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
WTOP at 2:07 Thursday. D.C. launching a program, we're told, to let aspiring teachers work in the classroom while they're actually getting a bachelor's degree. This Thursday morning, WTOP Scott Gelman tells us the Earn and Learn program, as it's known, is one way the district is trying, apparently, to tackle those teacher shortages.
It's open to D.C. high school graduates and paraprofessionals.
The program is designed to remove financial barriers to entering the teaching profession.
Elizabeth Ross with the city explains the program allows aspiring educators to get paid to work in a school
while they are simultaneously earning a no-cost degree in elementary education, early childhood education, or special education.
That degree will come from the University of the District of Columbia. Ross says after reviewing data, those were the specialties with the highest demand.
We do have persistent areas where we hear from our LEAs that they are excited for a deeper bench from which they can hire.
The program is expected to start this fall. It'll enroll up to 50 people. Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
Thursday morning, April 25th. Smith, glad you're starting your morning with us. We're the time now on WTOP is 208.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. I'm thinking weather on the 8s and when it breaks, 24-7 guaranteed on WTOP. Good morning to Ken Berger with us this early hour in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. Adam, Prince George's County, we're getting word of a vehicle fire affecting Maryland 210 at Palmer Road. Not sure of the direction. Just watch out for responding police and fire units in Prince George's County. Again, 210 at Palmer Road for the vehicle fire. Also in Maryland, eastbound 198 in Montgomery County between Old Columbia Pike and Riding Stable Road. That's before Route 29 in Burtonsville. You find two right lanes closed. Then heading into Prince George's County, two right lanes blocked on eastbound 198 right after Laurel Bowie Road. Maryland 197 and Laurel. More lane closures affecting 198, but in Anne Arundel County over in Maryland City, you've got alternating traffic on the eastbound side with the westbound side closed at or near the BW Parkway. Also in Prince George's County on southbound 95, south of 216 to 198, two left lanes closed because of road work. Westbound 200, the intercounty connector, two left lanes closed between 95 and Route 29. Road resurfacing operations affecting Martin Luther King Jr. Highway in Glen Arden in areas between Greenleaf Road and Barlow Drive. Right lane blocked in either direction. The left lane's getting by. Also road resurfacing operations affecting Branch Avenue between Old Branch Avenue and Curtis Drive in Suitland. This includes the ramps from both directions of 5 to 414 St. Barnabas Road. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Prepare yourself on this Thursday for more clouds and cooler conditions. Our temperatures will be some 10, even 15 degrees down from yesterday. Now, this morning, we do have some scattered clouds. Our temperatures around sunrise, 42 to 48 degrees. Later today, about 58 to 63 degrees for a range of high temperatures. Will be mostly cloudy to partly cloudy for your Thursday. Mostly sunny skies expected on Friday and slightly warmer between 63 and 68 degrees during the afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 15% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money News at 10 and 40 on WTOP.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Investors are waiting to see if today's GDP report comes in soft. If it does, it could lead to the Federal Reserve deciding to cut interest rates sooner rather than later. The economists surveyed by Bloomberg predict the GDP is likely cooled to around 2.5% in the first quarter. Many Americans seem to support the idea of having the rich pay to help save Social Security. The latest Bloomberg Morning Consult poll found 77% of registered voters in the 7 swing states are behind the idea of a billionaire's tax to bolster the Social Security account. More than half say they also favor cutting benefits to high earners. Less popular, though, was raising the retirement age to 67. Speaking of retirement, the AARP is out with a study showing about a quarter of U.S. adults over the age of 50 who are still working say they expect they'll never retire. 70% are concerned prices for things will outpace their income. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Nancy Lyons on WTOP.
The Baltimore, D.C. Metro Building Trades Council invites you to a memorial mass for workers who were killed or injured on the job this International Workers Memorial Day, Thursday, April 25th. All are invited to honor those who were hurt or lost on the job site. The Building Trades Workers Memorial Day Mass is Thursday, April 25th at St. Camillus Catholic Church in Silver Spring at 5 p.m. For more info, contact Father Brian Jordan at 917-566-5214.
If you commute every day, you know what strong winds and heavy rainfall can do to your drive. Find out what you'll be facing with WTOP traffic and weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s. WTOP, Washington's top news.
Junior Achievement is where dreams take flight. We are helping students connect what they learn in school to future work and career success. We are teaching them how to manage money to achieve financial security as adults. And we are showing them that starting a business also means changing lives and communities. However, we can't do it alone. Go to ja.org to learn more.
Catch your breath. We've got a race for you.
Join us for the first ever May the 4th Be With You Star Wars themed edition of Run the Greenway 10K, 5K, and Kids Fun Run on May 4th. Get ready to run with your favorite Star Wars characters and enjoy a fun-filled event for the whole family. May the Force be with you. Register at DulleGreenway.com. That's DulleGreenway.com to learn more and register today.
This is WTOP News.
Abortion rights were back before the U.S. Supreme Court this week on Wednesday as the justices consider the implication of Idaho's near-total ban on abortion since overturning Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. Arguments involved a debate on whether or not a federal law that mandates an abortion in medical emergency overrules that state's abortion ban. This morning, Alice Miranda Olstein, healthcare reporter for Politico Pro, joins our Dimitri Sotis for a closer look at this.
It definitely was heated. The justices were sort of snapping and interrupting the attorneys making the arguments and each other at some points. And this was really pitting state versus federal law. It was Idaho defending its abortion ban and saying that it should have the right to enforce it even in medical emergencies. And the Biden administration was arguing that that violates a decades-old federal law aimed at protecting patients from being turned away during medical emergencies. And what was really striking to me was that often with Supreme Court arguments, you have a lot of hypotheticals. It gets really in the weeds and the legal theories. And this focused so much on what's really been happening on the ground since Roe versus Wade was overturned, and especially since Idaho was given temporary permission to fully enforce its abortion ban. And so you had a lot of references to reports of hospitals turning women away or telling them you have to wait till your condition deteriorates even more before we can treat you, provide you an emergency abortion, and the spike in women who are being flown out of the state in these sort of emergency airlift flights. And so I think that was really striking in that the justices were really having to grapple with the real concrete effects of the decision they made a couple of years ago to overturn Roe.
Some of the conservative justices joined the liberal members in their questioning. Does that scramble our idea of how this might go when we hear that decision in the late spring?
So it's hard to tell. Sometimes the justices will play devil's advocate or try to, you know, pose tough questions just to get at a particular point. It's not always indicative of how they will rule or vote on a particular case. But it was interesting that a few of the justices on the right joined the justices on the left in really grilling Idaho's attorney and questioning his assertion that the state should have this sort of unchecked power to enforce its abortion ban in violation of these federal protections. And so there were some tough questions there, particularly from Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who was also very vocal in the abortion case the court heard a month ago. So she's really set to be kind of a key swing vote potentially in this.
Arizona, meantime, has been getting so much attention for adopting that 1864 law that would have banned nearly all abortions. What kind of progress is the state legislature making in getting rid of that? That was a state Supreme Court decision that brought that back.
Actually, just today, the state moved forward in repealing that 1864 total abortion ban. If they are able to do it, and we don't know yet if they are, but if they are able to do that, then the state will continue having a 15-week ban in the meantime, and voters will almost certainly have the opportunity to repeal whatever ban is in place in November via a ballot initiative, like we've seen so many states do over the last couple years. So things are very up in the air in Arizona, which of course is a key swing state that could decide the presidential election and control of the Senate. And so things are very up in the air there, and it's a hot story to watch.
That's Alice Miranda Olstein, healthcare reporter for Politico Pro on WTOP, talking with Dimitri. Quick look this Thursday morning at the top stories we're following for you here at TOP. Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses nationwide this week. House Speaker Mike Johnson making a visit, surprise visit, to Columbia University and calling for the resignation of its president. And here at home, a jury sides with Fairfax County Public Schools in a suit accusing the system of ignoring a middle schooler's sexual assault claims. More in minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com. Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks on WTOP.
Good-looking ride continues all over the Beltway system, even through the work zone on the inner loop in Maryland. North of the Potomac River to River Road, two left lanes remain blocked, but light volume right now. So traffic moving pretty steadily through that far right open lane. There's police activity in the district. Spring Road northwest between 13th Street and New Hampshire Avenue. That's closed. And the police activity shuts down Otis Place northwest between 10th Street and 13th Street in the district. Watch out for the work zone going on Claire Barton Parkway eastbound or southbound of the road work along the right side, just east of the access road, rolling past the Cabin John Parkway merge and on the way into Glen Echo. But earlier delays to that scene have pretty much cleared. In Virginia, on northbound 395 at King Street, alternating closures in all lanes because of bridge work. More bridge work. Southbound 395, two left lanes closed. On the way to the Little River Turnpike, westbound 66, well outside the Beltway, approaching Sudley Road, business 234. For a very short stretch, about a tenth of a mile, right lane is blocked by road work. And then more road work on westbound 66 before U.S. 29. You find the right lane is blocked. On the eastbound side, two left lanes are closed after business 234, but not seeing any major delays through these work zones. For over 35 years in the DMV, Greenberg and Betterman has helped tens of thousands of clients who've been hurt in auto accidents or victims of medical malpractice. Visit gblawyers.com and feel better. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
A stretch of cool air for the next 3 days here. You might want to embrace it because we'll have some summery style heat coming our way starting on Sunday and going through the early part of next week. This morning's temperature is 42 to 48 degrees with some scattered clouds. Will be mostly cloudy to partly cloudy on your Thursday. Temperatures will top out between 58 and 63 degrees. Again, no rain expected, and there will be some lighter winds today out of the northeast at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, your wind out of the southeast will have sunshine expected across the area with 63 to 68 degrees, slightly higher temperatures. Saturday also cool in the mid-60s with more cloud cover again, mostly cloudy. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Don't overlook your home's gutter system. Call Gutter Helmet by Letnor Home Solutions at 888-5-HELMET.
Grab your clubs and join Youth Apostles for its annual golf classic at Raspberry Falls Golf and Hunt Club in Leesburg on May 6th.
This is Father Jack, Director of Mission and Development for Youth Apostles. Youth Apostles impacts thousands of young people every day. Your sponsorship allows us to help young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and live lives of prayer, charity, and high moral standards. Thank you, and God bless.
To play or sponsor, visit youthapostles.org.
How many more times will you risk that slippery climb in and out of your bathtub? Instead, try a smart and beautiful idea. Convert that ugly old tub into a gorgeous new shower. A new shower system from PJ Fitzpatrick features a walk-in entry that means no more climbing over the tub. A PJ's shower is luxurious, surprisingly affordable, and installs in just one day. Don't just trust us. Trust PJ Fitzpatrick and their thousands of five-star reviews. That's big news. So visit trustpj.com for your free design consultation.
When you wake up each morning, you need three things. Plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
Hi, I'm Kathy Bates. Anyone will tell you battling cancer is not pretty, and neither are the complications like lymphedema, a chronic disease that can leave anyone undergoing cancer treatment with a lifetime of swelling and pain, often affecting one's entire body and sense of self. If you're facing a cancer diagnosis, discuss lymphedema with your doctor. With knowledge and action, we can learn and live. Learn more at lymphaticnetwork.org.
You're listening to WTOP News.
The Washington Capitals need all the support they can get after going down 2-0 in their first-round playoff series with the New York Rangers. WTOP's Dickie Oleano reports this morning Washington found some love, though, from local school kids this week.
If the Caps don't bounce back against the Rangers, don't blame the students of Cardinal Elementary School in Arlington.
I love the Caps. I think that they are going to do amazing in Game 3, and I'm really hopeful.
Fifth grader Mahi Campbell joined her classmates in the schoolyard in an hour-long rally to give the Caps a boost. The team mascot, Slapshot, helped lead the cheers, and the kids practiced their stick handling between cheers. Fifth grader Aaron Painter urges the Caps to persevere.
I think that they should just continue to try really hard, and hopefully they can make it into the second round.
Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
A fraternity at the University of Virginia has been expelled. This follows an investigation into hazing. WTOP's Neil Augenstein reports Thursday morning the national leadership of the fraternity supports the move.
Men, actions have consequences.
In a YouTube video speaking ostensibly to the Pi Kappa Alpha membership, the fraternity's executive vice president, Justin Buck, doesn't challenge the allegations.
This action was taken following the confirmed, abhorrent, and detestable hazing activities by individuals.
Neither he nor the university has provided initial details about the hazing activities. The school says they'll be posted soon on the university's website.
We will have a constant reminder of the embarrassment which these men have caused. That is why the fraternity fully supports the individual pursuit by the University of Virginia against over 20 men, many of whom will be facing expulsion from the university.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
You can check out the video a click away at our website, WTOP.com. And hey, grab some earplugs here. It's about to get, well, buggy, if you will.
They're back. Those noisy cicadas are starting to emerge in more than a dozen states. Experts say billions, perhaps even trillions of the flying bugs are predicted to infiltrate a much bigger area than most years. This is because they're part of a dual emergence of two different cicada broods. The Northern Illinois brood lives underground for 17 years before coming out, and the Great Southern brood spends 13 years underground. They haven't appeared simultaneously since 1803, and it won't happen again until the year 2245. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
I like the ending. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
A week after the Nationals' Jake Irvin tossed a six-inning shutout in L.A., the Dodgers exacted revenge with an 11-2 victory at Nats Park, getting to Irvin for six runs on 12 hits in only 4 2/3 innings. Did playing the Dodgers in consecutive starts trip you up, Jake?
Yeah. I think it escaped me a couple times today where I was trying to do too much, be too fine. And I've talked to you guys a lot about competing over the zone. And, you know, I think you let that get away a little bit when you face a team, especially like that, twice in a row. So kicking myself a little bit over the mindset, but that's something that you learn from and move forward.
Mackenzie Gore takes the 4:05 first pitch as the Nats try to salvage the final game of the series. The Orioles escaped to Los Angeles with a series victory, holding off the Angels' late rally in a 6-5 victory, credited to Dean Kramer for his season-high 10 strikeouts in 5 1/3 innings.